This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS307. Thanks for spending your snowy Wednesday with us. I just went outside, made a snowball, and hit Wiggins sitting at his desk.
That's mean.
That's pretty sweet.
It was fun.
That's a Wheeler move.
And then I hid behind the pylon and stuck my face out, and he's like, I knew it!
I was going to say, did you go, it was weird!
So, I'll give you the benefit of my experience. Just walked outside on the break. Downtown, I'd say we have 3/4 of an inch that's kind of good snowball snow.
Yeah.
Kind of crusty on the top. A little bit of icy rain.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what we're looking at downtown.
Yeah. Snowball snow is fun.
And it looks like the roads are just wet.
Yay.
Yeah, roads look good.
They did put some stuff down.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I know they did out by me. I saw it on the ground just even like a day and a half ago. So that's good. Get some chemical down. Get some salt down. It is a little better, though, when it's like a gradual little, you know, 3/4 of an inch rather than here's 6, 7, 8.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Stairway to Kevin?
Sure. Let's talk space. We did a little bit yesterday. No. I've had this for a while, and I wanted to get to this, but you saw this. I know you had to see this, the news story of the samples that they brought back from the asteroid Bennu.
Yeah.
Showed all of the materials that make up life here.
Crazy.
So now there's pretty good evidence that life here came from out there.
Or at least that the building blocks of life
exist
are out
elsewhere.
There.
Right, right. It's either of those
it
two.
It didn't come from here.
Right. Or it could have come from here or partly been come from here, but that it's elsewhere too.
Yes.
Which is just fascinating, right? All of those building blocks that we need that would be the things that would form life either arrived here from outside, you know, distant, you know, billions of years ago, or they exist here and obviously arrived because we know we've had impacts for all those billions of years, and that was added to it. And of course the other obvious thing is, yeah, the building blocks of life exist outside of Earth. And we kind of know that, right? I mean, we knew that to a degree, but I thought that the research that was shown here was pretty interesting and pretty clear that they were saying, like, look, this shows those, you know, life essentially started off this planet and came here. But what it takes to build life, not necessarily like little beings came down. Although that would be a funny story too.
But yeah, sometimes people will ask me because I'm an agnostic, what meaning is there to your life? How do you feel special if it's not based on a holy book? And while I'm open to holy books, I think sometimes I am a sentient being made up of trillions of particles, most of which were made in the explosion of a dying star. That's pretty cool. Like, just if there's nothing else, I hope there's something else. I want to see my mom again. But if there's nothing else, that's pretty neat. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Like, literally part of me and part of you used to be in a star.
Right.
That imploded on itself.
Right, because matter is neither created nor destroyed. Right? It just cycles through.
Mm-hmm.
And that I find this all to be really interesting. I don't know. I don't draw any meaning from it. And I don't mean that, like, you know, all life on Earth is alien. It just maybe that's how it all works from a physical standpoint. Like, you know, things just these elements, because we're talking about not just like hydrogen and carbon. We're talking about like amino acids. You know, we're talking about things like that, water being there. And whether it's that is what led to what we see now, or it's just, yep, that's, you know, we have that here and it's elsewhere. That's a really big deal. And I mean, when you think about, too, the craziness of how far we were able to send a probe to gather samples off an asteroid and then come back and study them and then find this. Like, that whole thing, 100 years ago, that would seem like wizardry. Well, it would seem like
a couple hundred years ago, George Washington died largely from being bled.
Yes.
Because he had a bad cold.
It's the leaps in this, because yes, I'm really fascinated by the whole building blocks of life may have arrived here from outside. That's fascinating. But what's even more amazing is how fast this has happened. Historically speaking, how fast we've gone from horses and wagons to sending a probe to an asteroid. How far away was it again?
Got me.
Like millions of miles, right?
Yes.
And then bringing it back and studying it and seeing all of these things. That's just insane.
So I'm not saying this for the first time. A very famous astronomer whose name I don't know said this, that their theory was that life was abundant in the universe.
Yes.
But there are such great distances between that we may never see them.
No, it makes sense. Like, that's a sensible theory. It doesn't mean that you never will, because what we don't know is, well, I mean, what we don't know is what we don't know. Think about what we didn't know when they were working on the Manhattan Project. What do we know now that they did not know then?
Well, on a very personal level, not to be morose, but many people in my family have died with Alzheimer's, and I was tested and I have the gene. Doesn't mean I'm going to get it, but odds are. And I'm sort of really living day to day, being 60, and it usually hits Glovers in their early 70s, that we have another amazing 10 or 15 years where we go, back in 2025, we couldn't cure Alzheimer's, and now we can.
That's kind of why where I wanted to take the conversation with you guys is this idea of how fast that it sped up. So, you know, 200 years ago, well, a little more, but you get the idea. 200 years ago, it was muskets and horses and carriages and George Washington dying from being bled because we didn't understand anything. And just 200 years later, we have this ability. Mm-hmm. 200 years from now, is the difference going to be that great?
I would think so.
Because
my understanding is, and I'll get this wrong, but that knowledge used to double every 100 years.
Right, right.
And now it's like every 3.
Right. So if that's the case, maybe travel at light speed is a thing that could happen. We just don't understand it. Or maybe we can fold time and space like people suggest, you know, that, you know, you can create wormholes, and by doing, there's, I forget, oh no, we talked about it the other day. It was in the CERN reactor, when the photons are working at a certain speed, just below the speed of light, it actually physically shortens the distance so that the, whatever, is it like 7 mile long thing?
Yes.
Is actually to that photon like 4 meters. It's like super short.
And if there are other civilizations out there, there are many that are millions of years older than us.
Yeah.
So you think about how far ahead of us they would be.
That's why it's such a really, and then where will we be? Not just 100 years from now, where, you know, think 1,000 years ago, what were we doing? 1,000 years ago, what were human beings doing?
Running around the mud.
I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, it was
building huts, right, like hunting food.
That's about the time when we were talking about, pretty close to that time we were talking about when the Danes invaded the UK, right? What became, it wasn't even England then, but that's kind of what was going on. We were just like figuring out we can sail boats across water and go attack new places. And 1,000 years later, this is where we are. Where are we 1,000 years after that?
I love that this show can do the report card of fast food items and this segment. That's a good show.
Because, yeah. Yeah. Of course, you know, the counter would be, are we even going to make it 1,000 years?
Well, yeah, that's another thing, is that they say that they believe that many, civilizations out there either destroyed themselves or died of viruses or something like that. And of course, we see how that can happen.
Yeah.
But, oh, never mind. That's okay. No, I was just thinking that you see things like, had the asteroid 65 million years ago not hit and destroyed the dinosaurs, what would they have become?
Right.
Which is fascinating. Or
they all had iPhones.
There's always like pictures of a dinosaur with a business suit on.
Probably
or if
the UK
we destroy ourselves, would they reappear is also a fascinating thing. Steve Moore and I go back and forth about this all the time. He's like, you play your intro music too long. People don't like it. Like, there's a time when you start talking and a time when you don't, brother.
I think people like hearing the song kick in, hit the post.
Yeah, hit the post.
Yeah.
Smack it.
It's satisfying.
Yes.
Doesn't it to you?
I like to satisfy like the listener.
It's a good feeling when you're like, you know it's coming, and then when somebody deprives me of it, I'm like, aye!
Thank you.
Give me the post.
Thank you. Steve's drunk anyway. We just keep pushing this one.
Yeah.
He's going to text me any minute now. So, Andrew, is it woke to put beans in chili?
Yes. I should have read this.
What?
Oh, boy.
Well, it's a guy who
I should have read this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant to read this the story. It's about a prank that a guy did on his like cousin, who's like super anti-woke. So he convinced his cousin that that was the woke thing to do was to put beans in chili, and which obviously it's not. That's very very silly.
Okay. Silly.
But chili's always got beans.
I have made chili without beans before.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I like it both ways.
Just kind of double the meat.
Oh,
instead.
So that's kind of like the Skyline chili the way they do it. Do they have beans?
I've never had Skyline.
But okay, but it looks kind of like ground beef, but just like no beans.
Yeah, I did like three different kinds of bell peppers and onion, and then like double the beef.
Okay.
Beef. That's a fun word to
beef.
Say.
Beef.
Beef. Beef.
What's for dinner?
You owned it. You said it. Chili sounds good.
Yeah,
it does sound good.
That being said, I do think it's woke. Separate from the prank entirely, I do actually think it's woke to put beans in chili, and that's just because I don't like it.
I went to Lester's last night with the fam and had a bowl, not a cup, had a bowl of their smoked white turkey chili.
Oh,
oh my white chili.
Goodness.
Baby.
Oh.
Yummy.
Love me some Lester's. Big old piled high deli sandwiches.
We should be able to get chili catered on days like today. Like, we all come all the way down here.
Yeah, a chili bar.
All the way to where? Yes, like a nice little chili bar.
Steve, I hope you're listening.
Steve?
He's drunk.
Well, this is the perfect time to make a decision like this.
Put down the Mai Tai and call the chili
caterers. But when I went to Disney in 2002 to do the show, and they had these kick-ass studios, and they had like craft services for us with sandwiches and stuff, and the show was a big deal back then. And I came back and I told my boss Jeff Allen, I would like food for every show. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, you know, like a sandwich buffet.
Craft services.
And he literally fell back in his chair laughing. And now I know why.
Because
this
request.
Ain't like that, buddy.
No, this isn't that.
I don't know if you noticed, but this is not Disney.
This is not a movie set.
Man, that was fun. We got to go to the front of every line, which I felt sheepish about because people were like, hey.
Yeah, what's that about? You've mentioned that before, and I'm always like, what?
Yeah.
Like, that's gonna cause a riot.
We got to go down into the catacombs, the way that there are tunnels underneath Disney, how the cast members get from one place to another without being seen, just walking around like Snow White.
How did you guys get hooked up with Disney in the first place?
I don't remember, but I became friends with a guy named Hatch, who back then, 22 years ago, was a big deal. Now he's like third in command of Disney. I think he's in charge of Disney Entertainment.
Ooh.
Lilo and Hatch.
In fact, he won an Emmy for some sort of a deal, and he sent it to me a few years ago. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Got to drive NASCAR twice. It was fun.
At Disney?
At Disney. Yeah, they have the Richard Petty experience.
Nice.
Where you spend a whole day or 2 days. I did both of them where they teach you how to drive a NASCAR, and then you drive it by yourself. And go like 160 miles an hour. And then you ride along with a real NASCAR driver and go like 190. That was terrifying.
Cool.
Then I got to do a ride along in an Indy car. That was cool too. That was terrifying.
And you got to do a ride along in a Honda.
Fun.
Oh, man. Tell that story. Tell Wheeler that.
There was something going on over at Gateway, and they were like, you can come. We would like to invite Dave Glover to come down and ride around the racetrack. And I didn't, like, read the email closely enough. But I was like, Dave, this is going to be so fun. We should go. I'll drive you. Like, it'll be a blast. We get there and it's just like driving around the track in like a Honda Civic.
Yeah, we got up to 70.
A real driver drove us.
Did you go 100?
No. Real driver.
Why not?
We're all real drivers.
Were you like driving or being driven?
No, it was a race car driver, okay. Which was cool. Just
he was very nice.
But we went like 70 miles an hour.
What? Mm-hmm. Come on, you're on.
A sedan.
You can do that out on highway.
Yeah,
in a Honda Civic.
Let's go.
And Rachel's in the backseat. I just kept looking back at her.
I mean, I know like all cars can go 100. Most can go at least 120.
Not the one we're in.
Man,
it was fun.
Pedal down.
I had a great time.
I would love to do that. Drive
go 70,
like get
yeah.
on a get on
yeah,
the
I would like
racetrack.
To go at a very normal speed as well. I think
no,
that
I'd like
sounds...
to go like
they used to have track days where you could bring your car or motorcycle and do that. I don't know if they do that anymore.
I'd love to drag race too. That would be awesome. I don't know how to do it, but it'd be great.
Just
unless you just push
the pedal and hold on.
I figure they have you know. Drag some stuff I figure they're it. Manual and not automatic.
Welcome back, guys. DG.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, on KMOX. Thanks for listening on this snowy day. Dave Murray started the show with us at 1 p.m. Let's get an update. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Just about done. It's moving away.
Hey, nice.
But we're still going to see this mix of sleet, a little bit of freezing rain, but I'm not concerned about freezing rain because temperatures are 32, 33 degrees and a little bit of snow. Let's take that up through about 7, maybe 8 o'clock on the east side. But this thing is pulling away and it's very fast moving. Not a lot of action with this thing. So it's getting out of here, but let's give it a couple more hours. So again, even though we're borderline temperatures, there's going to be some slick spots out there. They're just not going to be widespread.
So to be your weather spotter, about 20 minutes ago, I made a snowball that I threw at Wiggins, and it appears to be about 3/4 of an inch downtown, wet snow with a little crust on the top.
I could see that. Yeah. That's the sleet. Yeah. Yeah. It was never supposed to be a big, big deal, though in some corners it was, but we'll leave that as it is.
Yeah. As usual, you didn't hype it.
No, not at all. This was not a hyper.
And from here, we go cold.
We go cold. The northwest flow opens up. We go down to 16 degrees. Yeah, well, think about that. We're 32, 33 right now. We're going to fall to 16 overnight. Be quite windy from the northwest. Tomorrow's a cold day. Kind of a gloomy start. Lots of clouds. But we'll see some sun as we go through the late morning and the afternoon. It stays windy. 27, so it's going to feel colder than that. Down to 12 on Thursday night. We're in a very active weather pattern. Friday is quiet, though. Partly sunny, cold start. Windy with a southerly flow Friday afternoon. That should take us up to about 38 degrees. Next system comes at us from the southwest. Friday night, rain developing late night. We're only going down to 35. So whatever we see Friday night is rain. Saturday, periods of rain, though I think it's fairly light, 45 on Saturday. Could be a little bit of a mix of rain and wet snow late Saturday night. I just don't see much from that thing at all. The cold air comes in behind that system and dries everything out. And Sunday is partly sunny, 25 degrees. It's cold Monday. It's cold Tuesday, Wednesday, probably Thursday, both day and night. Northwest flow is active. I think we have a shot of some snow Monday night and into Tuesday, and then again probably on Thursday. Right now, they're northwest clipper-type systems, so they should not bring a lot. But whatever we see next week will be in the form of snow.
Dave, is this system that we're experiencing right now heading east and getting worse?
No, not really. It doesn't have a lot of support to it. The dynamics aren't real strong, but once it starts to suck in the water and the moisture from the Atlantic Ocean, it will turn into a pretty good snow for the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic states. Also, just a little bit of hope. Mm-hmm. My people have talked to your people,
mm-hmm.
and the spring forecast is coming up on the 27th, right here on the Dave Glover Show.
Wow.
Yep.
I really, truly, no kidding, mark the year by these things,
yeah,
and they never fail to surprise me. It always seems like too fast.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
This has surprised me, too.
Yeah.
I looked at the calendar last week, and I'm like, oh,
crap.
I think I need to do something with that.
better look at El Nino.
That's March. Oh.
isn't it funny how my whole life, March has just been spring? Yeah. And it really isn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be bad.
Oh, yeah.
We've had some of the worst snows. I remember, like, 2013, I think we had, like, a foot and a half of snow or something like that in, like, the middle of March.
Yeah, the biggest snow ever happened the end of March. It's a long, 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 long time ago.
Wow.
But it's on the record books.
Ice Age.
Pretty cool. Headlines, Rach?
Yes, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. If you are an iPhone user, beware. Apple has announced a security breach that could allow other parties to bypass passcodes and pull data from locked devices. So on Monday, Apple released a new patch for iOS to fix the recently discovered vulnerability. So we all might want to update our phones at the next possible opportunity.
I just updated mine, and it pisses me off every single time because it changes things, and I'm 60, and I don't like change.
Yeah. And it really changed the email, the display
thank
of the
you.
Email.
Yes.
Oh, man, it was like, come on, man. I don't want this. I don't want any of this.
Totally.
I want my old
yes.
stuff.
You guys don't
like
want anybody
man.
On your lawn either,
it,
right?
It took me that's a right. day to find the email. I'm not kidding.
What?
It said, like, primary. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And then there were no new email. I'm like, so I'm just not getting email anymore? So I have my email also on my iPad at home, and I looked, and there are like 25 messages. So then I finally figured out how to do it.
You just had to click the blue button.
Shut up. Shut up, 52-year-old.
There was a big blue button sitting right. there. I went, boop, and I'm like, oh, yeah, look at that.
There is a way to revert back to the old look.
Yes.
That's way above my pay grade.
He was quickly. Like, I'm not doing
no,
that either.
No, not even, no.
Just ask the Google. It'll tell you.
Yeah. Then I'm going to get used to this one, and in 6 months, they'll change it again.
Yep. Yep.
Change isn't always good. In fact, I would say change is rarely good.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Matters to me.
Most of the time, it's just kind of neutral.
Now, change happens, but it doesn't have to be good.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just not automatically bad either.
That was always the word, and you guys have gone through this too. Whenever, and I've went through 9 sales of TV stations in my career.
Oh,
TV,
boy.
And every time the head honcho would come in and go, change is good. Change is good for everybody. And everybody looks at each other like, here we go.
Yeah. Except for you 8 like, people who are being fired.
And everybody in the house is going, yep, I'm going to be running my own camera now, aren't I?
Yep, you're right. There goes my cameraman. Yeah, Dave, local news has to be unrecognizable to you at this point.
It just about is. I feel bad for the young people getting into the business right now. I really do. They're going to be nothing but a piece of meat that can be tossed out at any time.
That was hot. Back to you, Rachel.
All right, the 2025 nominees for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame include Mariah Carey, Chubby Checker. Does anyone know who this is?
Sure.
He did the twist.
Oh, yeah, he's like
from
the 50s. He's like a Chuck Berry type.
Oh, okay, I was thinking he was someone from like the 80s or someone that I had never heard of.
No, he did the twist.
Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, and Phish, among others. The list also features musical brothers like the Black Crowes and Oasis. 8 of the 14 nominees are first-time candidates.
We do this every time.
Go Chubby Checker.
We do this every time. Just change it to the Music Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
That's all you got to do.
Thank you.
Then people like me will stop getting salty.
Yep. Wait, you just said change was bad, and now you want to change something.
You're right. I am guilty as charged.
I'm with you 100%. Like, it's okay. All of the people that get honored are very talented,
Mariah
successful
Carey
people.
Mariah Carey deserves to be
that
in the Music Hall of Fame.
That is not rock and roll. That is not what it is.
How about Oasis?
Well, I mean, some people say I don't think so, but it's fine. I think they're more pop, but whatever. It's okay. Can you be rock and roll if you're not, like, there's no guitar?
There's guitar.
They have a guitar in Oasis.
No. They do. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But, like, for Mariah Carey.
Oh, okay.
Right? I'm saying, like, isn't that kind of one of the defining factors of
it's a great discussion.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean, again, it doesn't really matter. It's just kind of dumb.
Has anyone been?
Like, let's put Mariah Carey in the same category as Soundgarden. Like, the only thing that's similar is they all make noises.
I'd listen to that collab.
That good mashup.
Yeah. Hopefully I pronounced this correctly because Dave Murray is on the line. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano shoots lava 330 feet into the sky.
Kilauea volcano
yep. shoots lava.
It's been quite active over the last month.
Yeah. In the latest eruption, it shot lava 330 feet into the sky.
And that's unusual for Kilauea. Usually it just kind of, usually it just burps a little bit, and then the lava just flows out in the streams. We've all seen the pictures of the lava streams going to the ocean. But for it to go 330 feet is a little unusual.
I'm so eaten up with anxiety. Anytime I see, because there are many inactive volcanoes where people live.
Oh yeah,
I couldn't even live there. Just I would be like, it's gonna blow, like it, because it would just be so terrible.
Yeah,
right. It's like the chances of something happening, but if it does happen, it's gonna be horrible.
Yep.
The New York Health Department has confirmed the first case of a new Mpox strain, raising global concerns about its spread. So don't want to make your anxiety even worse.
Thanks, Rach.
Let's add the Mpox into the mix.
Eruption. Is that deadly or is it just bad? Anyone know?
I think it's deadly.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is deadly.
I don't think it's like guaranteed death, but I think you could definitely die from it. Could soda and beer prices rise amid aluminum tariffs? Well, President Donald Trump has implemented a 25% tax on foreign steel and aluminum. It could lead to higher prices for consumers. Companies like Coca-Cola are preparing for the impact by potentially relying more on plastic bottles. And small businesses are concerned about potential price increases due to the tariffs.
I know Skip Weber disagrees. We talked about it last time he was on. But the head of Ford just came out today and said that the tariffs are going to blow a hole in the auto industry. Yeah.
It was already. The head of Ford said that?
Yeah.
I mean, that really stinks because it's already been so expensive to buy even a used car the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One more story here. This is my final story, but I thought you would like this, Dave. An over 60-year-old restaurant is resurrected in St. Louis, according to a developer. Uncle Bill's Pancake House shut down last October after more than 60 years of operation when its owner decided to retire. But now Garcia Properties announced that the iconic restaurant will soon be returning in all of its former glory.
Yay!
And here's the thing. I've not been to Uncle Bill's in 20 years, but when I heard that they were closing, it hurt my heart. It's just a part of my personal history. And Nick, we used to go there when he was a little kid, and he texted me this story. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Can we get the Parkmore back too?
Oh, Dave, the Parkmore.
What was the Parkmore like?
An old-timey diner with great food, but it wasn't like fake old-timey,
okay.
If that makes sense.
It was a real
It wasn't like Johnny Rockets.
Okay.
It was like a real one. I think there is a Parkmore in Webster Groves where I have not been yet, so I shouldn't judge it. But the old Parkmore there in Richmond Heights, that was the jam.
It was.
I'm just reliving memories.
Standing here
on a radio show that millions of people are podcasting, and I'm just like thinking about Parkmore food.
Got Barbara Streisand going through your head.
I think Dave and I should start a new hour on the show, just the old man hour.
There you go. Yelling at the clouds with the Daves.
You remember when change sucks.
Waffles were a dollar.
Back in my day.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Thanks for being with us on this snowy day. Coming up at 4 p.m., we will have Alderwoman Daniela Velasquez on for her first time. Just went out and introduced myself to her. She's delightful. So this is going to be very interesting.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah. I became a fan of hers from seeing her coverage on television. She's like, why am I here? And like, well, I saw you on television and everything you say is smart and provocative and should be really interesting. So looking forward to that. Saw something interesting. Someone in a very Wheeler kind of way was making the point that no one had really had a hot shower until like 50, 60 years ago, right? And the way we live now, we're living like kings. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
But then he said that his equation for happiness in 2025 is, let me get this right, the quality of your life minus your envy, which I thought was really intriguing.
That's probably been true forever.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. Go back as far as you want to go. People living in 1200 AD could look back at people living in 800 AD and go, oh my God.
Man, those suckers.
Those guys. So it's always been like that. But the quality of your life minus your envy of others.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. How is that equation for you guys?
Man, I really try and... I mean, I definitely get envious of people, but I really try not to. And I try to just focus on my life, because when you start going down that road, there's always going to be someone who's more attractive than you, who has more money than you, who's more successful than you. Like that's a dead end to try to to try to like best someone in that way.
Yeah.
So I really try to stay away from that as much as I possibly can.
Me too. For the most part, I have.
Yeah.
For the most part, I have. I have this thing that I resent people who are better off than me, but who I think are less talented. Oh. And I would be a target for that as well. A lot of people could look at me and go, are you kidding me? This guy does this and makes this, and he's just a rodeo clown. So I get it. There's always someone, I don't mean beneath you, but status-wise, who's looking at you and thinking you don't deserve what you have. But I'm bad about that. That's a bad character flaw that I have. When it's Nolan Arenado or Sonny Gray, give them $300 million. Like, I get it. But normies, like the Haktua girl or Jason Kelsey's wife, that pisses me off. And I shouldn't let it, because there's nothing I can do about it. But that hacks me off way more than someone having a $100,000 car or $1 million home. That's just, to me, that's just personal choices.
Mm-hmm. Nothing that anybody else has bothers me unless they use it to mistreat other people or act like it's not enough, if that makes sense. It's why I always rail on these super rich guys. It's like,
do you do that?
Yeah, like that's it.
It's the hardest thing. Well, the good old days.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.